The lessons have been read, the carols poignantly sung, the pageant performed with its usual charm and energy. Everyone holding a candle sang Silent Night, the story of Christ's birth told. It is now Christmas Day, a day to rejoice. Christmas Day. And I wonder what draws me back to worship again this morning. What draws you here as well? I'm sure the answers are as diverse as the people here. Me, I volunteered. Because of Christmas Day worship, sense of peace, the poetry of John, and the reminder of the light that illumines my life. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. John 1, the poetic prologue. We've zoomed way out on Google Maps from the manger in Bethlehem to the whole of God's creation. God with us in the beginning, in the manger, and now. God the eternal Word, God Jesus, God the light that shines in the darkness. I picture flickering candles. My heart rate slows, a light that allows us to see, a light that shows the way regardless of how windy or hard the path gets. Here's the other thing about the light, though. Sometimes my house appears at its cleanest when the lights are off. That part of ourselves that we try to keep deep in the shadows, away from others' eyes, God's light shines on that too. Just as God in Jesus is both and the human and the divine, God the light is both and. The light that shines with love on both that of which we are proud and that of which we try to keep hidden. As I was trying to comprehend this expression of God, the closest I could come was a petite Chinese grandmother, Grandma Austinsell. She was a woman who lived on three different continents, who raised 10 children and a nephew, and never had a driver's license. She was always ready to feed anyone who walked through her door fried chicken, fried rice, and chocolate chip cookies. And she had a way of making each of her 20 grandchildren feel like she was their number one fan. And yet she was not effusive with her praise, nor did she hold back her truthful opinions. She showed up with stalwart generosity and love for each of my milestones. When I graduated, when I moved to China, when I moved to England, and when I moved back to Minnesota, she was there. Sometime in her later life, I began doing her nails. She would select a deep shade of red nail polish, sit on her rickety kitchen stool, and observe and instruct as I clipped and polished. At one point, I said, I'd be happy to take her to the salon every month, where they have fancy chairs, professionals, and nice-smelling lotions. She responded, but I can't tell them what they do wrong like I can you. I thought, that makes sense, Grandma. That sums up our relationship. And I remained her nail stylist until her death. There was something possible in that relationship that has always been hard to put words to. And acknowledged because I love you, I see and name both your gifts and your weaknesses. And here's the thing, I could be fully myself with her. I did have to examine my shadow sides because they were always acknowledged, and yet I never felt less than wholly loved. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of the world. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The darkness did not go away. The light shone within it. With God, we have to see what is in our lives, what is beautiful and what we want to hide from others and ourselves. We may be inspired to change. However, God's love does not require us to change. For me, this is the good news of Christmas. God is able to live with our darkness and be a light in it and love us fully. Our call is to let that light shine with grace and truth. The lessons have been read, the carols sung, the pageant performed, everyone sang Silent Night, the story of Christ's birth told. God's light shone and shines in the beginning, in the manger, and in our lives today. The darkness will not overcome it. Merry Christmas.